Expressing unanimous confidence in two property developers with strong local connections, Sault Ste. Marie City Council tonight approved selling three former hospital properties to Green Infrastructure Partners Inc. GIP, and Ruscio Masonry and Construction Limited. "I support this 100%, said Ward 1 Coun. Sandra Hollingsworth. "This is going to be a great addition, but what I really like about this is that it's a local developer, and this particular local developer has proven more and more and more that they understand our community. They're born and raised in our community, and their successes are quite large with other projects. Their other projects have always been on time, always been on budget, and well respected in the development community, not just in Sault Ste. Marie, but all through Ontario. I believe that the outcome, the product that we're going to see, is going to be a wonderful, beautiful addition to our waterfront," Coun. Hollingsworth said. Ruscio Masonry and Construction Limited is based in Sault Ste. Marie. It will spend $2 million to buy the old Renal building. Based in Markham, Ont. GIP is one of Canada's largest infrastructure development companies. GIP was created in 2022, when it was spun off for $224 million by GFL Environmental Inc., the waste management giant founded by billionaire former Saltite Patrick Davigi. GFL, Davigi and Davigi-controlled affiliates have major equity in green infrastructure, and Davigi is currently GIP's chair. Ruscio will be required to start construction at the former Renal site within 12 months of the close of sale. The city has agreed to waive landfill tipping fees for demolition waste up to 1,050 metric tons of construction and demolition waste from the Renal site, all required to comply with Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks approvals. The city will provide in-kind services from Public Works to support future residential development of the property, including installation of services up to $190,000. Green Infrastructure will acquire the former General Hospital and an adjacent waterfront lot, 10 Lucy Terrace, for $1 each. In exchange for the bargain basement purchase price, it will demolish the derelict General Hospital building at its own expense. The company has committed to fast-track demolition of the former General, starting 30 to 45 days after the sale closing date, with a demolition duration expected at 6 to 8 weeks. The city will waive tipping fees at the landfill for Green Infrastructure's construction and demolition waste up to 6,800 metric tons, with only materials to be accepted that comply with provincial approvals. The city will also give Green Infrastructure in-kind services from Public Works to support future residential development of the properties, including installation of services up to $190,000. The city may seek funding in the future from federal or provincial programs to assist with these in-kind services. The city will also support demolition of the former General Hospital with a contribution to GIP of $221,000. Mayor Matthew Shoemaker said municipal intervention is necessary to kickstart redevelopment of the old hospital sites. "Because if we let it sit for longer, it's just going to stay in the state of repair that it is currently in," the mayor said. "So I am very pleased that we have found people with a local connection to see this redevelopment through, because I think it is the only guaranteed way that we are going to keep the commitments that have been made." Sue Today will have additional coverage of this story.